Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is always a delight to have you with me. It truly is. For those of you who have been with me on this journey for a long time, oh, you are the best. And I know there may be some of you who are new. You may be listening to this on a different channel, you may be listening to this podcast and you are not familiar with who we are or what we do. Well, I just want to welcome you as well. We have been doing the show now for quite a while, and it never ceases to amaze me the topics that are out there, the topics that people request. And I'm excited about it. I'm always excited to know that you decide to join me here every week. So to all my faithful listeners, I say it all the time. I really do. And I truly mean it. And I mean it today. I am so appreciative for you. I am so thankful for you. I really, really am. Sometimes, you know, in our day-to-day, we forget to tell people thank you and let them know how much we care. Well, I'm saying it to you, thank you, and I truly care about you and how things are going with you. So thank you. I just love, 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 love you, and I extend a virtual hug to you. And to those who may be new, welcome to the show. This is Sharon, and we do our best to bring topics as it relates to business, as it relates to sales, marketing. We talk about so many things on this show. We talk about the internet, digital marketing, leadership development, business news. Oh, my goodness, we talk about some of everything. And we also talk about relationships because I personally believe that we could do a little bit better in the way that we interact and relate to people, whether that's your family, whether that's in the community, and even at work. So we do. We talk about relationships, and I enjoy talking about relationships. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to dive into a topic today, and I don't usually speak on the topic that I will be speaking on very often, but I'm going to speak on it today. I am. And when we come back from this short break, not only am I going to share with you the topic for the day, but I'm also going to share with you the word for the week. I will do that when we come back from this break. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
We'll make you shine.
I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I do, because you didn't have to be here. So thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we are going to dive into our topic for today. But before we do, I am going to share with you the word for the week. The word for the week is challenging. Challenging. And I wanted to talk about this word today because sometimes we find ourselves in challenging situations or challenging situations. And we don't always handle ourselves or the situation correctly. So what does it mean exactly, a challenge? Typically, people look at it as being part of a contest or a competition, or they may even think of it, some people think of it as being a situation that's difficult to navigate around or through. And that's what I want to deal with today, challenging things that take place in your business, but also in your life. And, you know, how do we deal with those types of things? How do we deal with challenges? And if you're finding yourself in a challenging situation, then this is the word for you. This is the word for you today. So often when we are in challenging situations, we pull away or we take ourselves out of it, or we become almost like reclusive, don't want to deal with people, you just want to deal with the challenge. Well, there are ways to deal with challenges. One is not overreacting. I don't know about you, but there have been times where I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I have just overreacted to a challenge. And overreacting to challenges can cause you to make really bad decisions. And if you are the leader of your organization, or if you're the CEO of an organization, or you're the head of a company, overreacting can not only cause issues in your relationships, your business relationships, but it can also affect your revenue and your productivity. So not overreacting. And you know what? I may do a topic on that just in and of itself. Overreacting. But when you find yourself in challenging situations, do your best not to overreact. Accept the reality of what it is. Sometimes your mind is going 100 miles per hour thinking, oh, how did we get in this situation? Why did it happen? Who's responsible? And you're not focusing on what you need to be focusing on, the fact that the reality of the situation is this is what is, how do we rectify it? Don't blame other people. Many times, oh my goodness, you may have experienced this yourself where a situation or a challenge has come up and people start blaming everybody else. They're blaming people. Blaming doesn't solve anything. Blaming people for the situation that your company is in, blaming people for the numbers or the results, doesn't solve anything. So challenges, how do you deal with challenges? How do you deal with overcoming challenges? You know what, I think that's a topic for a show, so I will leave it there. But hopefully, when you encounter challenges, Don't overreact. Stay in the moment. Deal with the reality of what is. And understand that this will pass. It will pass. Really try your best to bring yourself to a point of, okay, this is what is. What are the options? What are some things that we can do to make it better? And even in spite of it, and this is probably one of the hardest things for us to do, in spite of the challenges that you may be facing, whether it's with your company, whether it's with your team, whether it's with your management team, your board, whatever it is to still try to keep an attitude of gratitude. Because the truth is, if you didn't have that challenge with your business, you probably wouldn't have the business. So keep an attitude of gratitude that, yeah, this may be a challenge, but these are all the other wonderful things that are going on around us. So, challenging situations, we all have them. But a leader, a true leader, keeps his or her cool, keeps his or her head, and does their best to come up with solutions. Challenges. How do you deal with challenges? Hey, if you want to let me know, just send me a note. I'd be happy to listen to how you deal with challenges. Yeah, that's the word for today. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. Well, we just talked about the word for the day. Challenges. Challenging. You know, it's all pretty much the same. How do you deal with challenges in your life? Well, today we're going to be talking about a topic that I think is really important that doesn't get enough conversation. It doesn't get enough thought in the boardroom. And I am going to present this topic because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, it is probably one of the most important topics that leaders, managers, owners of companies should talk about at some point. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about a huge one, which is your vision, your mission, your goals. You know, we talked about that, and if you missed that, please go and listen to the archive shows. That is huge in your business. If you really want to get clear and clarity on your business, you have got to sit down and process through what your vision, your mission, and your goals are. But the next thing that I think is really important is discussing how you treat people in your company. In your organization. Mm-hmm. I said it. How you treat people. I cannot tell you how many conversations I have had with employees, employers, leaders, managers, even young people, about the way they are treated in their company. Or their organization, or their family, and how it has had an impact not only on their life, on their attitude, but also on their productivity and the success of not only their efforts, but the efforts of those around them. Because if a person feels like they're not being respected or honored, if they feel like they're being treated like an outcast or like they don't matter, their productivity, their level of self-concept, self-esteem will be diminished. So why do I bring up this topic as it relates to business? You're probably wondering, well, how does that relate to being a business owner, starting a business, or how does it relate to you as a manager or as a CEO? Well, the way it relates is this. Your bottom line, the bottom line of your company, will have a direct correlation, either negative, positive, or positive, as to how you deal with people. As to how you deal with people. This is a lesson that I had to learn. Oh, my goodness. I learned this lesson years ago. But I had a wonderful teacher, wonderful mentors who shared this with me when I was starting out with my business. And I learned through the years that people are much more important than process and productivity. I know you may disagree, and that is perfectly fine. But unless you have run a company for over 15, 20 years, unless you have worked with a team to build a successful company, you may not need to voice your opinion. The truth is, the way you treat people will have a direct correlation. It will have a direct effect on the level, the success of your company. Case in point, I remember one organization, their director, leader, CEO, whatever you want to call it, they were very people-oriented, cared deeply about people, cared about the organization, the people that were in the organization, and the organization just grew. It just grew and grew and grew. Not only did it grow as far as those who, the shareholders and those who were involved with the company, but the company also grew in its, in being known in the community because of the wonderful things they were doing. And because that leader was so people-oriented and knew how to motivate people and knew how to encourage people, other people wanted to be a part of that. Young people wanted to be a part of that. And so it grew. But then I've also seen, same company, and maybe the leader, maybe had other things in mind, you know, growing and just focusing mainly on growth, and that's it. Not really interacting with the people on a regular basis, not really sharing in their joys and their sorrows, not necessarily sharing in what they could do to better themselves, but really just interested in growth. And not to my surprise, the company or the organization stopped growing. In fact, people started leaving the organization. Same way with companies. I don't know if you've noticed or if you've been a part of a company where you work with a manager or you work with a coworker who just really was awesome at motivating people, awesome at hitting their numbers, or just awesome at showing people how to better themselves, how to be more productive, versus a manager or owner or CEO who is clueless. Well, trust me, it makes a difference. It truly does make a difference. So when we come back, I am going to just give you just a few pointers, some things to remember as it relates to how to treat people. If you want your company to have the greatest chance of growth, the greatest opportunity to sustain itself, and the greatest opportunity to survive in economic downturns, then you want to come back. You want to stay tuned. Yes, you do. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me. This is Sharon, and I'm always delighted when you think enough of me to listen to this show. Today, I share with you the word for the day, challenge, and how you deal with challenges. We talked about that. And now we are in our topic, how you treat other people. And I shared with you at the beginning of the show that this is a huge topic because there are so many people who want to grow. They want to grow a team, grow an organization. They want to grow their company and don't know how to treat people. And what do I mean by don't know how to treat? Just not very respectful. Their needs come before others. Disrespecting people in the way you speak to them, interrupting during conversations. There are all types of ways that people feel disrespected. So we're talking today about things you need to remember as it relates to how you treat people, because the way you treat people will, is not a maybe, the way you treat people will have a direct effect on your business, on your organization, on the probability that your organization will be more successful than what it is. So, what are some things you need to keep in mind? Many times, as owners of businesses, managers of businesses, or even in your own home, you judge people. You judge people by the way they look, by what they're wearing, by the color of their skin, by the way they talk or the way they don't talk, because everybody's not outgoing. Some people are very shy. And sometimes as owners and managers and leaders or mentors, you judge people. And not only do you judge people by the outward appearance, but their past. If you know something about someone's past, you may judge them by their past. And that's really no way to treat people. If you want to have a likelihood of success with your staff, or if you're in an organization that works with children or youth, or you lead independent workers or contractors, help them, show them how they can build a better future for themselves. When was the last time you talked with somebody about how they could build a better future for themselves? Because when you start showing an interest in people and they genuinely feel you care, oh, their productivity increases. People don't really want to know how much you care. They want you to show them how much you care. You can talk it all day long, but if you're not showing it, it absolutely means nothing. And then listening when someone's speaking with you. Listening. Have you ever been talking to someone, a coworker, manager, or, you know, employee or contractor, and you're talking and you're sharing with your thoughts, and they're on their phone or they are distracted with something else, or you can tell that they are not engaged in your conversation? How does that make you feel? Well, if it makes you feel like you're not really important at that moment, think of how it makes others feel when you do it. Listen. But not only listen, allow people to get their words out, to get their thoughts out, especially if you're a manager, especially if you're a leader. Allow them to speak, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. Many times as owners, as managers, when people voice what they truly feel, it's taken personally. Instead of being objective and truly listening for understanding, you get mad. You get mad, start fussing, you start arguing, and nothing is accomplished. Nothing is accomplished. But I have learned, I truly have learned over the years, and I share this with people that I work with, or if I'm contracting, I share it with them. I say, listen, tell me the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's talk about it. Because I learned this from my mentor. The more you know about what a person thinks and feels, the better position you are in as an owner, as a manager, as a CEO. You want to know. You want to know how people feel and what they're thinking. And not only do you want to know, you want them to feel comfortable coming to you, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. And when you grow, when you mature to the point that people can come to you because you haven't opened their policy, and they can come to you and share with you what they think and what they feel without feeling judged and without being criticized, you are on your way to being a wonderful manager, great leader. Another thing is, don't try to make yourself look great all the time. And you have probably experienced this yourself. Someone's talking, there's a conversation, and a person just makes themselves look like the hero all the time. They don't do anything wrong. They're always right. If someone's talking, they interrupt and has a better story. They have a better story, or they do a one-up on people. Oh, I got one better than that. Or I have a story better than that. I have a situation better than that. You don't have to make yourself look great by making somebody else look small. That's one of the huge lessons in life. You don't have to make other people look small. You don't have to belittle people. You don't have to try to make people think that you know something. Because many times people who treat others like that, they are clueless. And they're not as smart as you think they are. So when you start treating people the way you want to be treated, when you treat them with dignity and respect, oh, my goodness, you will be surprised as to the results. And, you know, my dad used to tell me, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. So surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Keep listening to this show and go out there and make a difference today. And whatever challenge comes your way, remember there's always something to be thankful for. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.